Well, the NFL draft is getting closer and closer. Time to get a national perspective on what the Eagles might do and how the top of the draft shapes up. We welcome into the studio from Roto-World NFL draft writer, Mr. Josh Norris. Josh, thanks for joining us. And I don't know, I think a few names have been kicked around here at number four, and a few names will be kicked around some more between now and April 25th. How do you see the top of the draft and specifically how it pertains to the Philadelphia Eagles?
You know, it's a great question, and I think the Eagles really set themselves up to do a multiple amount of things. They're not locked into one certain position, and sure, I think that need is really taken out of proportion when you look at a draft board, and even I'm guilty of that. But filling a lot of those needs in free agency and what you're supposed to do, and feeling comfortable going into a season with those starters in place, like an Isaac Sopuaga at nose tackle, or Connor Barwin at pass rushing outside linebacker, even the entire new secondary they have. It really sets the Eagles up to take the best available player on their board. And sure, that could be a nose tackle or a defensive lineman in star Lotulelei, who's not just locked into that interior anchor of that defensive line. They could set themselves up to take a pass rusher for not just this season, but for more seasons to come, maybe in Deion Jordan as an outside linebacker. Or it could all set them up to take Geno Smith at number four. It really is a variety of different ways. And these first three picks seem to be somewhat more consistently thought of, more of a group thing. But number four is really, really random. It really could be that in April.
Well, let's talk about this then. If you were to kind of vet through the talent at the top of the draft, give me your top five guys.
You know, I try not to include quarterbacks in any type of ranking, just because I feel like if you think that they are a transcendent quarterback, a quality starter, they will transcend your rankings, and then they'll automatically shoot up to number one. So for me, top five guys are Chance Warmack at number one, Eric Fisher at number two from Central Michigan, obviously the tackle, star Lotulelei, the nose tackle defensive lineman from Utah at number three, Luke Jokoe at number four, and then Sharif Floyd at number five. But it really just doesn't stop there. I mean, I absolutely love Deion Jordan, have since the summer. Big fan of Ezekiel Ansah as well. And then Cornelius Tank Carrigan from Florida State. I think that if he didn't have the ACL issues, we could be mentioning him among these top five, top 10 prospects.
Do you think, Josh, will there be a market to get up to number four? I mean, the way it sounds from people like you who kind of evaluate this whole thing, that, yeah, there's some good talent at the top of the draft, but the real strength of this draft is in its entirety, and that you want to try to get as many draft picks as you can, and that maybe the quality of talent isn't as great as you think from number four to, say, number 14.
You know, in the past we've seen, especially around this time of year, we've seen a lot of these trade-ups revolving around quarterbacks. And I think this year it might be offensive tackles instead. Obviously, it seems like a tackle is going to go at number one. Probably Luke Jokoe is where it seems to be headed just from what has been reported. But after that, I mean, Eric Fisher, I rank him just slightly above Jokoe. And I could see him being a top five pick easily, a top four pick easily. And so a team might want to jump, let's say the Detroit Lions at number five, to take a offensive tackle, maybe even the Arizona Cardinals from number seven, just moving up slightly and being able to take an offensive tackle. So I think that is where a position where those commodities are proven. And I think in this draft, that is going to be a very valuable thing. So offensive tackle might be the position where teams want to move up and take.
I have not heard D. Milliner's name. They're Eagles, obviously signing two unrestricted free agents in Williams and Fletcher. So maybe that the kind of the expectation Eagles fans had a month ago may not be there as far as a cornerback goes. But I don't know. I think we're kind of throwing darts at this point. Would you agree with that? That it really is based upon the draft board of the Philadelphia Eagles, because there's just a lot of really good players. Maybe not great ones at this point, but a lot of really good players to pick from at number four.
Right, and I do think that, let's say, in the top 11, top 10, those talents are a little bit better than, let's say, 15 through 50. But in that range, there's a whole bunch of quality players that can be stars and can contribute very early on. But like I mentioned, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Eric Fisher, huge fan of Chance Womack, huge fan of star Lotulelei. And let me talk a little bit about Lotulelei, because he's being pegged as a nose tackle, and I think he's not just stuck to that position. I think he can be an excellent three technique, an excellent five technique even. And he's really improved this season just because of his ability to locate and find the football and get backfield vision. He's not taking himself out of plays any longer. And he played 91.2% of Utah's defensive snaps this season, when the average is somewhere between 7 or 80%, which is just an astronomical number.
Josh, last thing for you. We have not touched on the quarterback position. The consensus is really very much divided, I think. I don't think there is a consensus on Geno Smith. Some love him, some don't love him. Give me a couple of quarterbacks who you think fit what we think Chip Kelly will run here offensively.
Yeah, I think one that really stands out, and I'm trying to drive his name up there as much as I could, is Zach Dysart from Miami of Ohio. I absolutely love this guy. He is a big difference between 2011 and 2012 for him. In 2011, he was allowed to work from center, step up in the pocket, move, throw in the run, and make second and third reads. Fast forward to 2012, somewhat of a new offense, almost solely out of the shotgun, 4 or 5 wide receivers, and that was to compensate for a very poor offensive line, so they just wanted the ball out of his hands very quickly. Sure, he didn't look great at the senior bowl. I can be the first one to say that. He intended to sail passes over his receiver's head. I didn't see that at all when looking at him on tape, and just from what he can do, moves so well, steps up in the pocket, can avoid the pass rush, can throw even in confined spaces. And he loves to test vertically, which is something I absolutely love to see, especially against pressure from these quarterbacks. And I think he can probably be available in the second round, obviously, third and fourth round. It might even be in that area. But there's a lot of talk of Matt Scott, a lot of talk of EJ Manuel, and I actually prefer Zach Dysart over all three.
Well, you are the first one to mention that, Josh. We thank you very much for that. Thanks for your time here. We will check in with you prior to and during the NFL draft. Josh Norris, thanks for joining us today in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.